the next day, Transitions, Change, and Moving Forward. Written and read for you by Melinda French Gates. To Mom and Dad. And there was a new voice, which you slowly recognized as your own, that kept you company as you strode deeper and deeper into the world, determined to do the only thing you could do. Mary Oliver, The Journey. Introduction. I never expected to be writing a book like this. Then again, there's a lot that's happened in my life over the last few years that I didn't see coming. I'm writing this at a moment of transition, a moment when one chapter has come to a close, but the next has not yet begun. During this time, I've been reflecting on how we stay true to ourselves in seasons of great change and how to move forward when the ground beneath us is shifting. You don't get to be my age without navigating all kinds of transitions, some you anticipated and some you never expected, some you embraced and some you resisted, some you hoped for and some you fought as hard as you could. Maybe you're listening to this audiobook because you're going through a moment of transition yourself. Maybe you're listening because someone you love is. Either way, such a time is coming. No matter who you are, man or woman, young or old, change is inevitable. The good news, though, which I have seen again and again, is that these moments of transition can be important opportunities for discovery and growth, in part because they demand often difficult, but ultimately incredibly valuable inner work. I've organized this book around transitions that were formative in my life. I write about leaving home for college, becoming a parent, losing one of my best friends to cancer, ending my marriage, leaving the Gates Foundation to start a new chapter in my own philanthropy, forming rituals and traditions with my family and friends, turning 60. I recognize that there is much that is unique about my circumstances. I've benefited from a tremendous amount of privilege, and there's no question that has insulated me from some of life's hardships in ways that have limited my perspective. Still, though, I believe that there are many aspects of the human experience that are universal. All of us want to feel a sense of ownership over our lives and our stories. All of us want to make meaning of the events we live through, the bitter and the sweet. All of us long for connection and the chance to be fully known. Often when I found myself in unfamiliar waters, I reached across time and space to find something to buoy me in words written by someone else. Sometimes someone who lived and died before I was born. Someone with whom I have nothing obvious in common. In those moments, I am glad that these people took the time to write about the things that mattered to them. One of the people whose work I have turned to is a poet named David White. In the poem, What to Remember When Waking, he writes, "In that first hardly noticed moment in which you wake, coming back to this life from the other more secret, movable, and frighteningly honest world where everything began, there is a small opening into the day that closes the moment you begin your plans." That poem has been on my mind a lot lately because it speaks to an important truth about transitions. The real work starts the next day. The next day, when the graduation confetti has been swept up or the wedding favors have been handed.